Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Gates. Batting third. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Falcone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone strikes out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Carter, and Gates drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates strikes out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. White reaches second base with a double. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Oliver reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach is hit by the pitch. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Wallach moves to second. Pat Zachary now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 4-1, Expos. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Milner pinch hits for Charlie Lee. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Houseman now pitching. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns juggles the ball. That's an error on Stearns. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.